individual prevailing. Even if it was ze bifni ze, but it's still individual prevailing. Mashiachim if we are there, seife, kishiv, kidud, kachecho. So that means that there was 300 Jews in one bundle, and who turned over that bundle? So even if one of them turned over, it doesn't make any difference who made the physical delivery of the bundle. But since there were two of them, and there was money, part of the money belonged to Reuven and part of the money belonged to Shimon, and it was one bundle, so that means, insofar as the Shemer is concerned, he is not a Shemer. There is no individual because by Reuven and trusted to Levi, and an individual because by Shimon and trusted to Levi. It's a joint because. So true, it was mentioned. One has 200, is that 300 bundles. So one has 200, one owes 200, and one owes 100. But that's an immaterial fact as far as Levi is concerned. It's an irrelevant fact. Levi, the Reuven and Shimon did not make any individual payment. There was a joint record, and he is a shamer for Reuven and Shimon jointly. Because after all, what difference does it make to him how much of the 300 is owned by Reuven and how much is owned by Shimon? It was mentioned to him. So it's like gossip that is mentioned to him. It has no relevance to Levi. Levi was given a bundle. In that bundle, it was mentioned, so Reuven, one of them, owns 200 and one owns 100. But it's one bundle, so there was no individual pickup. It's a joint pickup. The two of them is like one person. As far as the relationship between Levi on one hand and Reuven and Shimon is concerned, so Reuven and Shimon are one person. It's a joint pickup. There is no individual pickup. So Memele, when he holds it, when he's a shemer, when he keeps that bundle, he doesn't keep 200 of the 300 bundle for one, 100 of the 300 bundle for the other. It's not his business. And even if he was sold, it's an irrelevant fact. It's the 300 is one bundle, so Memele, it was given to him by Reuven and Shimon. So Reuven and Shimon are like one person. It's a joint because there is no individual because. If they have any litigation, that's among themselves. But there is no litigation. There is no litigation. No litigation between each one of the two and Levi. So he is a shamer for a joint pikod. So Mele is considered, since he is a shamer for a joint pikod, so Mele is considered, like Murzok Mishneyev. Because Reuven and Shimon is a joint pikod, it's not individual pikod. So that's why Jesus can say, because Rabbi Tam had the girse of Seife Kishin Kinulogikahehot, not Nase, not the girse that is now a text, but the Rambam girse, the Gemin girse, Seife Kishin Kinulogikahehot. So that means there is no individual becoming by Reuven, individual becoming by Shimon. If Reuven and Shimon, as far as Levi is concerned, are one person, and they made a joint pikodin. Two ladies. He's a shemer for the joint pikodin. So that means what he keeps, so the two keep. They have an argument. They have an argument over it. But whatever, so he keeps for the two of them joint. So Mele, they can sit up Mozart. But there is one difficulty there. Now, we are Midayik from the Russian. We are Midayik from the Russian of Tesis, and in Golovaska that on the Dalet, Rabbi Natam spells it out, that here it's not just the Sophic din of Moses, but it's the Biru din of Moses. So Bishleim in the case of Shnaimel and Mitale, so then we can say, Chazoke Koma Shri Arodom Shri Shalem. In other words, since true, it came into their possession 20. But since they both hold it, so that's a raya that they both picked it up at the same time. Why couldn't that be? They both picked it up at the same time. So it's not just the sophism of Moses, but it's the vadagin of Moshe. It's the vadagin. The beautiful category story. Mashei came in connection with Monash Rishi. So too, Rabbi Natan had the year of Sefer Tishrei Tzivos. So there is no individual pikot. There is a joint pikot. So the Amor Zokin. So we show you the Sophic Din of Moshe that we can apply the Sophic Din of Moshe. We can apply. But the Bureau of Hazoke, how could we apply the Bureau of Hazoke over there, Bashnaim Sheikh Kidu? Well, we know the demon of his emosite. So true, this is an irrelevant fact insofar as the Nifkar is concerned. It's not his business. How much of the 300 is owned by Ruben and how much of the 300 is owned by Shimon? So he has just, it's a joint record. He keeps for the two of them, like one person. It's not important to him how much belongs to one and how much to the other. But how could we apply the Din of Chazor HaKamashir Shalei when we know that at the time this one bundle was deposited, so it was spelled out that 200 is owned by one and one is owned by the other. So how could we say that it's Yachleiko? How could we say that it is that it's Yachleiku, that each one owns 150, when we know that one owns 200 and one owns only 100. Of course, it's possible, it's a chukka yechili semen, because it's possible that there was an agreement between the two. But, so that was a subsequent agreement. But at the very outset, when he became a possessor for the two of them, so then, Only one owned 100 of the 300 people, and one owned 200. So Chukka Yechel Yisemes, that's only a possibility. But we couldn't say an ansabe just because there is a possibility. So we have to say that even according to Rabbi Tam, Rabbi Tam says that the Shtaim was in the Talis, so there is no book. So each one is in Moses. Each one is in Moses. So. In the case of Shneimor and Mikhail, so since there is no, since we don't know anything, I mean, who picked it up, whether one picked it up and then the other one grabbed it, or the two of them picked it up at the same time, since both hold it, so we apply the Din of Moses, the building of Moses. Mashiach came, Ramtam would also be made it, that in the case where both hold it, and for some reason, the Biru of Chazoki couldn't apply, as for example, Shnayim Sheikhi. So there, we couldn't apply the Biru of Chazoki, Chazok Mashiach Yishalei, because we know that at the time of the Pekodim, so one owned 200 of the 300 Jews of that one Pekodim, and one owned 100 of the 300 Jews. So the Biru of Chazoki couldn't apply. So, but the Sophic Din of Moses could apply. So, Rabbi Tam holds in the normal situation where we have no information as to how much is owned by one and how much is owned by the other, there the Bureau of Chazoke applies. But in the case where the Bureau, for some reason, the Bureau of Chazoke couldn't apply, but the Sophic Din of Moshe could apply. So, but the question is, in that case, it shouldn't be considered Mozok in the two of them. It should be considered only that it's Mozek by one, but we don't know who the Mozek is. So David says, since it's Kachachot, so he holds for the two of them. So melee, so the two are like one person, so the keeping the Tzvite by the Shemeyah is considered the Tzvite by the two of them. But in Echaname, the Bureau of Chazoke wouldn't apply. But over there, the Sophic Din of Mozek would apply. So this is what the Rabbi Tam says. That where is Seir Din, so then it's Yachleik. Now, so sometimes it's Yachleik. It's because of the Aloha of Hamesim Chavir Ovarai. So according to Rabbi Tam, the Aloha of Yachleik is just an application of the principle of Hamesim Chavir Ovarai. But sometimes the Hamesim Chavir Ovarai is the Tiras Biru, and sometimes it's the Tiras Din. So in the case of Shneimor Mikalev, Banishie, it's the Tiras Biru. In the case of the Pekodim, so there it couldn't be Bitteras Biro because we know that at the very outset, so one owned 200 of the 300 Zeus and one owned only 100 of the 300 Zeus. So there is, because it's still the din of Arim Chalil Raya, but there's something din of Mut. But when can we apply that din? Kach mishane dosam vare dechad minayu, v'inachluka yechel yisane, so kach yimunach. Aval tawez dikele meima dikabaye hu, so yachlei. וכן שניים עדיקים בשטר, דמדם עלי כמה למטביס. ושניים עדיקים בי, דאכלו כל יכול להיסמד, ואפשר, even though the litigation between the Malva and the Leiva. So, in other words, so what does the Malva say? The Malva says that he lost it, and the Leiva says he lost it. So it's still, and we say, Achleiku. So there is Achluk יכול להיסמד. ואפשר שקור לאחות, ובמונה, אין דרך שיסקר לאחות. אחרי שהוא ביד חבר, אבל בערבה, אף אגב זה אפשר שאיש על שניהם, כי דיבי מוזוקם בי, הבדיני כל דאו עם דבר. ולסומכת, אף אגב די מוזוקם בי, ואנחנו כיחלו ליסמס, היכה דיקדרור דמומנה, כאילו שבלו איתה ניסיין, יוסופיק לבז ניח לקו. Now, why the states will say, ולסומכת, אף אגב די מוזוקם בי, ואין החלוקה יחיו להסתמת. So, היכה דיקת רואה דמונה, פירש נזין פרום בזה יחליקו. Why did he say only לסומכת? Where there is רואה דמונה, בישלם in the case, where there is no רואה דמונה. So, where they create the subject, where the Balibin create the subject. So then, there couldn't be any din of יחליקו. But where there is רואה דמונה, where there is רואה דמונה, so he couldn't say called Alan Glass. We couldn't say kol daun gvar. Kol daun gvar we only say in a case where there is no dor d'momene, where they create something like a wow. But where there is dor d'momene, where the loisha nesein is something like that, so then the Gemara says, nechasa sabati. So we do not say kol daun gvar. So why does teacher say, when the sumche tato gav dein mo zokin boi, v'nachut v'esemet, v'chen kremom lis yachleiku. No, even according to Rabbanon, only thing is, according to Sumches, we say Achleiku, even though one is Moses, even though one is Tophus, and the other one not. So, like a Machlu Paul B'chameya. So even if the blood is Birshus and Echad Minaye, so still, we still say Yachleiku. Mashenike, where no one is a Moses, so even according to the Rabbanon of Sumches. Why do things say, well, listen, that's all right, that's what we'll have to discuss next year. But I would like you to go over, if you didn't go over it yet, to go over the whole thesis, the Gemara there, with the Rashbam and the thesis. Of the Zema Shlavetis and Maravetai, Omer Abnach Mekol Dalim Dvar, and then the whole Sugye, Maishnim Shlishkoi Tayyip Tumim Echot, Rav Omei Achleiku, Shmuel Omer Shudir Dainet, up to the... the Tetzes, the end of the Tetzes. Now, Beis Amdalet, the Baramatko, the Achleik. Now, Tetzes mentions the Chloris of Sveikis. So, if it tears him, so then it's the Achleik. If it tears him, and the Achleik Lechem Yisemet, so then it's the Achleik. If it's not tears him, then it's called Alim, then it's called Alim Zva. Now, then Tetzes says, now, and so Tetzes mentioned the chlorine, that if it tears him, so it's always Yachleiku. If it's not tears him, it's called Alimba. Tears him is Yachleiku, provided it's Achluka Yechel Yisemet. If it tears him, and it's in Achluka Yechel Yisemet, so then it cannot be Yachleiku, so then it is Imun. Then Tetzes says, Uesumchet, Afro Gavde Imur Zokin Boy. בין החלוק היחל ויסמס, איך הדיק את רואה דמומנה, פירו שבלו את הניסים, יסוד את הבז מיחלי. So where it is רואה דמומנה, גנת מוחזוקים, and אין החלוק יחל ויסמס, then it יחלי. But why the faith is saying you לסומכם? וגמורה, אס תקשי. And this thing of called our war, זה אם אשר הבית הזה, זה הבית הזה, היה הרבה. So אנחנו said that it's called our war, so the Gemara asked the Kashe, who am I shnim amach lefor b'chameir? Amach lefor b'chameir, so there some chesed is Yachleiku. So the Gemara answered, so there some is Yachleiku because there is a draw among it. So the Gemara's kasha was from Sumche, but Mehicha Teise that this aloche, that where there is the moment the Lord and Teise could help Yachleiko. So that even though it's in Achlut Yachleis Emes, so it should apply only according to Sumche. Why not according to Rabbanon? The machleik is between Sumche and the Rabbanon is on the question as to whether we say Amit Mechaber Olaraye in the case of Dror of the moment or not. So the Rabbanon say we apply the din of Amit Mechaber Olaraye even if there is a Dror of the moment. Even if there is a Dror of the moment. And Sumche says no. We don't apply the din of Amit Mechaber Olaraye in the case where there is the draw the moment, where the Lord can say this of the Bebe. But in potatoes mentioned here, I forgot they were talking about. That means where there is no music, where there is no music, so Rabbanon should agree with some Chazir. The only reason is why the Rabbanon are chilek on some Chazir by a mach with Torah B'chameir, or by Shir Shem Adhan Tafor, is because they hold the Mitzvah Chazir Lerayet. But where it says, Ein Shnei Emur Zokim Bebe. So there is no music. So there should be no chilek between Rabbanon and Sumchet. So why does Deitzes emphasize Uli Sumchet Avagav Dei Morzokim Dei Dei Nachluko Yechil Yisemes Heichad Yikedro Ad Momene Peiru Shem Loitan Sei Vissam Le Bezdu So is Yahweh. Now, so I think that the pshat in Deitzes could be, I'm sure about it, but it could be, that now Deitzes in the Messiah Dafku mentions the Shita of the Rajbam, and the Amen of the Shem will agree with the Rajbam, it's mashma, the Tesis itself, the Ri, at the end, is Chelik on the Rajbam, even though it's not explicitly mentioned that it's Chelik. But it's mashma that the Ri is Chelik on the Rajbam. So, but the Shita of the Rajbam, now turn to the Mora Dafku. Dafku from the Dao. Dafku from the Dao. המחל פורה בחמיה, ויובה, וכן המיכה שפרוסה ויובה, זה אם הרצו למחר, וזה אם המישהו לקח, ויחלה איתו. הוא יודע את עבודים, אנחנו יודעים לך גופים, וכן ביסודי, אחרי זה לך סתנו, על הכי אחים הגודל לקחת להם הרי מידיע, אורי, זוכר ביקוד, אורי. So the Gemara is a kasha, amma yachleiko. Why do we say amma yachleiko for Abba Hamei? So it's yachleiko, we learn the Bishuz Mankind. It all depends in whose Rishuz the Vladi is. If the Vladi is in the Rishuz, happens to be when the Shaila comes up before Bezdin. So the Vlad happens to be in the possession of the original owner of the Poros, and then the Poros should have it. If it happens to be in the original, in the possession of the original owner of the Sheir, so let the Chameir, so let the Chameir have it. Why do you say Yachlei? Lech the Mishuz Mandekane, the Levi Yidah Chameir to Chaleh Lerai, Omer Afriye Barobi, Nomar Shmuel, Bein Medes Baada. So there is no more, there is no Tomas. Shifchename, the Kane Bissimke. So there is no Tafus. But if there is someone who is Tafus, so then we don't say Yachleiko, then we say Hamitza Chaveh Olaraya, the Tafus had it. We make Meaches Katmorakam. So even if it's Meres Ba'agam, even if the Vlad is Meres Ba'agam, there is no Tafus, but let it belong to the Morakam. Who is the Morakam? The original owner of the Paul. Or the original owner of the Paul. Now you see there are two kinds of music. One Mosek is the Mosek of Tophus, and Tophus means he has actual possession now. And then there's another kind of Mosek, of Morakam. That means at this moment he doesn't have possession. But at one time, he was the owner. So that's also a Mosek. Of course, if there is a conflict between the Mosek of Tophus and the Mosek of Morakame, so the Mosek of Tophus prevails over the Mosek of Morakame. But where it's kind of agam, so there is no Murzik of Tophus, so then the Morakame has the din of Murz. So the Gemara has two, the Mishnah deals with kind of disinte or kind of agam, but there is another Murzik, the Morakame. So the blood should belong to the original owner of the power. V'neikimachet as Morakame, v'lazidach ha-mitzvah ha-lalai. So the Gemara says, Homa ne-sumchei, v'yoma mom namut besof ikhil ki belo yishu. Eima doma sumchei v'shema v'shemo. ביבורי ביבורי מיומה, אמר רבי ברון, אין, אומה סומך תפו לבור בור. וכבור אומר, לא ילום כי אומה סומך, שם משם או אבו בורי בורי לא יום. ועיתון איזה עם השם רעת שום אחד, זה עם השם המשור כך. Now let's see the taste, the second taste, אם רמס פה, אומה נסומך. נירו רבי נשמואל, נבליקו אומר, אלו הומה נסומך. משמע גורבות הבימה ביוק, מבימרת ביאגם, ולאי רסומחס אלו בשם מוזק לא יזה ולא יזה אבל היכה די מוזק מדי סומחס על לי דוח לא עבירה יהיה זאת אומרת, רשבם שיטי רשבם שיטי זה סומחס שזה יחלקו only in face of the music of Norekano but in face so then the Rabbonon so the Rabbonon hold that even if it's met as Vagam even if the Vladimir is Vagam and there is no music of Tov but we don't say Achlei to the Rabbonon we say Hamit v'chadir l'varaye so it belongs to Norekano so it's only the Pog and Tzumcha says no since there is no music of Tov and the straw at the moment, eh? So in Mele we say, Yachle, Mashenkin is there's a music of Tophus, if the baby happens to be in possession of one or in possession of the other, nothing that is Vagam. So then it belongs to the one in whose possession the Vlad happens to be. So now the Tzumchet is only a Chelik and the music of Morekam by draw at the moment. Not on the music of Tophus. Mashma the thesis is Chelik. I mean, there is, so there again is Mashma. ודרי יצחל לכם לרשת. Now, what this, the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel, and many other sheets. Now, so we could say that the Pshat and Teisa said, ולצומחת אף על גב די מורזוקים בו, ואינחות היחל ליישם, איך אני כתרוע עוד המון הפיר שלו, איך אני כתרוע עוד המון הפיר שלו, איך אני כתרוע עוד המון הפיר שלו, why does he say, ולצומחת שיזו לקום את רבו? רבו מנצומחת הרום יחל לי, It's, and the question is whether we say Hamitzim Chavir Ovaraye by the Lord of the moment. But it could be that this thesis is in accord with the Shittah of the Rashbam. That Sumchet, so he said, so that means, he says like this, Uli Sumchet, Aval Gav Dei Murzokim. He means, even though no one is a Thomas, but there is a Murzok, the Murzok of Morekam, the Murzok of Morekam. So they nach mit ihr gehen mit dem ich hab nicht gerade Mama ne ihr soll dann sehen so ein Bild ja gleich wo ma schein keine Kori für Abonnent du der macht nur so in that means no one is stopped but there is the music of Morikame so then we say amit mit Khaver al Warai why the case is but in the name in the case if we be able to visualize the case where is there is a draw at the moment ein nach nur kol ihr gehen mit dem and there is no music at all neither the music of Tophus, nor the music of Norekame. So then the Rabbanon would say the same thing like Sumchet. Why doesn't Teisus? So why does Teisus have to mention Aliva de Sumchet? And the case where there is no music of Tophus, well neither one is the music of Tophus, but there is a music of Norekame. And the melee, it can only be said according to Sumchet, let Teisus mention a case, a Murzokim boy, where there is no music, neither the music of Tophus, nor the music of Morekame. So then with Mekonde Avalon, the answer is because Teisus wants to mention a certain example that is mentioned in the Gemara. Now, we don't, it's even difficult to visualize, but the Gemara doesn't mention a case where it's Rora de Momene and there is no Murzek, neither the Murzek of Tophus, nor the Murzek of Morekame. The Gemara doesn't mention it, and it's hard to visualize because usually all those cases where there is no Murzek at all, no music at all, neither the music of Tophus, nor the music of Morekame, Murekame. So the topic is a topic that lacked all the moment. So, but it's hard to visualize a case where we get all the moment, but we can see some of the best, and still there is no music altogether. Neither the music of Tophus, nor the music of Morekame. But there could be such a case. However, the Gemara doesn't mention it. So what does the Gemara mention? The Gemara mentions the case where there is no Murzek, like Hanabaga, where there is no Murzek of Tophus, but there is a Murzek of Morekame. That's why Teisa says, Sumchet. So Teisa is reference to the case where it's not Murzokim boy, in the sense of Tophus boy, but there is a Murzek of Morekame. So that can only be mentioned according to Sumchet, but not according to Rabbah. Now, so what is the shite? Now, what is the shite of Rabbi Tam? This is the shite of Rabbi Tam. The clause, when is Yachleku, when is Yimunach, when is it called Alindra? So the shite of Rabbi Tam is that if it's Yachleku, it is only when it is there. Then it's Yachleku. And the Rambam says the reason is why Yachleku is because an Ansar. But as we said last time, even were the Murde, the Ansar of Murde wouldn't apply, so the subject of Murde still would apply. But only when they are here, then there is a din of Yachleku. But even when they are here, so we can say Yachleku only if it's Achluka Yechel Yisem. But if it's in Achluka Yechel Yisem, so then we don't say Yachleku. We don't say Yachleku. Now, the question is this. Since according to Rabbi Tam, so when two hold, so they are both Nozokim, they are both Nozokim, and as we said last time, so normally, so they, each one is a Murzak in a hair, because there is the Bilur of Chazak HaNakel Shalei. But even the case where the Bilur doesn't apply, as for example, in the case of Monesh Lishis, so it's not Shayach to say Anam Sade. When at the outset, we knew that 200 belong to one and another 100 belong to the other. So it's not Shayach to say Anam Sade. So even in that case, where the Anam Sade is not Shayach, where the Anam Sade is not Shayach, still, they are considered Murzok. So it's not the Vadagin of Murzek, but the Sofikin of Murzek. So why don't we say Yachleku? Why don't we say Vashnayim Shifkid Yisrachot that every that they should be Chilig Yemon Eshlishit? So maybe each one will get 150. So because it's Ein Achluko Yechilo Liyichem. This is what they say. Because Ein Achluko Yechilo Liyichem. So, but since according to Rabbeta, so the result of Vashnayim will even the case where the Bill of Chazoke doesn't apply. But the din Murzek applies it. So, of course, if you say Achluk Yechel Yisemes, so then we cannot apply the Anam Sade, the Biro of Murzek, of Chazok Vash Yishoi, but the Sofik din of Murzek, why shouldn't we be able to apply? Why shouldn't we be able to apply the Sofik din of Murzek, not the Biro, in Achluk Yechel Yisemes, but it's not Kutat Biro, because I'm making Chavere, all right. So that's not difficult, because even the Sofik din of Murzek, when can we apply, when can we say on the basis of Amazim Chaveri, all of Arayim, and the Mitzvah Arayim. So we say the Murzek should have it if there is a possibility that if we let the Murzek have it, then he'll have what is his own. But if it is both, that if we let the Murzek have whatever is the Murzek in, so then he'll keep something that is not his own, then we don't apply the din of Sof to Murzek. So it's not even. So Mimele, if it's in Achut Yechel Yisemes, we don't apply the deen of Murzek. So that's why it's Yemunah. All right. Now, Bashein came, if it's not their deen altogether, so then we say, call Dali Yivla. All right. This is Rabbi Tam. Now, what does the Livor say? Now, take this, if you have a Gemara Basra, to turn to that from Dalit on this. How who are the Dalit means Dalit, the three. Hayom adideyu, vayom adidey. So, ose chadu nailo bidine goma fiksu. Ad my sign is Dalit lidin. So one, they were arguing, they were litigating whether the boat belongs to this one or to that one. So one said, I can introduce evidence. I can produce evidence. But it takes me some time. In the meantime, he told Bezdin that they should keep it. Should not let the other fellow grab it. So the question is, should Bezdin take possession of it temporarily? So when one of the Baladin says, I can produce witness, but I need some time. So Bezdin takes over, takes charge of it, and gives an order to accommodate the person who claims to have witness. So, Rabuna Matashinum, then he goes to take charge of it, Rabuna Maloy Tashin. Also, will ask a side. Also, will ask a side. And then he took over. Omer lo afkuru. So now the question arises, suppose Bezdin didn't take over, so then the Pesach Din would be called Ahuva. Now that Bezdin did take over, because Bezdin thought that one of the Balei Din would bring witnesses, so, but it didn't bring any witnesses. Does Bezdin give up the possession, to say, you know, and say, called Ahuva, or Bezdin does not, once Bezdin took over possession, so even though Bezdin took over possession only temporarily, so Bezdin cannot give it up. So there's a machlek. So hold on, Rav Maskino, Rav Maskino, Rav Yudah, Rav Yudah, Rav Maskino, Rav Popo, Rav Maskino, Rav Chaser, Rav Tafsin. So Chatzchila Bezdin will not take over possession in order to accommodate one of the Baledim to produce with him. And the Hichani talk about Rav Maskino. Now, if he has another machinist, what will be the dream? Suppose stop up. So then we say, יחיד שם דחיל ששני מורזוק כמימו נולדיח שיש לו יחד חבר יחושו כאילו נמדים שיש לשם בחיר שכל דובו יש להם את החד קטנים של יודו כאילו אמרים לגבי נעת ורבה ואף אגב דומה בזיחת וחשבינו איתת וחי ושאו וכולבור שתנת ושורי תשאו יומו יהוד עם דם ולהוד עם תל ושאו ימונה חשבינו לא אף אגב בשאו זו עושה מי שמח את מורזק זו יכולים על בשאו מה מחוש יפלו כאילו שני מורזוק הלוי כאילו זה מכיח שני ימיד הוא ריבו so it's like take this Urivo, Mire, the Lab Dafke. Now, Urivo is a different situation on the time. The Lab Dafke is Midamel Urisho. So it's mashma from this thesis, that the Urivo is Chilik Am Rav Netam. Well, as Rav Netam holds, that the Shmona Shlishi. So it seems that this can hold it for the two of them. So the Mele Intezedin of Murzoki, the Urivo is Chilik. I mean, so it's Kela Am Rav Shif, Am Rav Shif, Am Rav Shif, agree they think that the Mona Shlishi, so both are considered, so they are considered Mozok. The two Maktivim are considered Mozok. No, it's Mifurash in this case. That according to the war, so the Mona Shlishi, that the two Maktivim are not considered things. So we go near Ladak here. Midam Rusho, but the Shmait in the Shlishi and Shanoz, Matus and Rabbi, Hotom Babin Kerama, Hoheim, but Havai, but Adoda, Hohenam about, כיו דיקרמה לא יחלטו, אלא לדידי כל דאו נגלר. So what does the revolt say? How does the revolt reconcile the din of יחלטו mentioned now nicht? And the din of כל דאו נגלר mentioned the other one. So the revolt says, not that the din of יחלטו is only applying to a case of ill, even when it's not ill din, so we can still say יחלטו. But, when do we say Yachleiku, if it's not Bada Ram? Then we say Yachleiku. If it is Bada Ramai, then we do not say Yachleiku. So if it is Bada Ramai, then we say Kodau Ingla. So why you are there? So it's Bada Ramai. So that's why we say Kodau Ingla. The Hodu Amrino, the Shnai Shizkidu Kodau Ingla. Kodau Ingla. Why is it that the Shnai Shizkidu we do not say we do not say in cold alibla, mishum de le maskino. Kida amrinon, hoche, in tafsino le maskino. So the question is, against the divorce, monarchia, is the din of cold alibla applies in every case, or it's vader amai, bashnayim shekiru it's vader amai. So we should say cold alibla, why do we say yemuna? So the divorce says, because here the divorce says, Rav Yudah says, lo itafsino, I'm Loi Maskino, the Gemara says, because Rav Yudah says Loi Maskino, so that means, inasmuch as Bezdin has possession now of the bow, so the melee, we do not take it out from the custody of Bezdin and to submit it to a cold-down bath, So we cannot take it. So certainly cannot take it out from the shoes of the Shemei and submit it to Kotoi Din of Todal La. It's a Kalahena of logic. If in this case, where Bezdin did not take possession of the Shemei, Bezdin only tentatively took possession, not possession, he took custody of the boat in order to accommodate one of the litigants who claimed to have witnesses. So even in such a case, even though Bezdin took custody of the boat only tentatively, still, and it turned out to be untrue. He cannot produce any witnesses. So still we say, so Rav Yudah says, Loi Matkinon, Alach Kamo Vechamo, where someone has possession, custody over the thing, the Shemer. So we certainly could not take it out. We certainly could not take it out from the possession of the Shemer and to submit it to a din of Todah. Wo du amu bist ein Schiff voll da und da, wie schön du immer bist. Ich da bin noch, ich sag dir wohl mal, aber man do ma, Martino lo se schaff. So te 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 dentro di vo, so that is all why te call him to the man do ma u te go Martino. E come tra bene. What how about that? What the business about the calling of what? That what says Martino. So whenever there is a din of Kodam Val, so we are even expected to take it out from the custody of Bez and to submit it to a Kodam Val. So why don't we take out the Monash Lishis from the custody of the Shemer and submit it to Kodam Val? So the Nachal Dovid says that there's no cut. Nachal Dovid says there's no cut. Because when does Rav Poppe say Maskinon? That is only in this particular case where Bezdin took custody over the boat only temporarily, only for a short time, to accommodate the litigant to claim to have witnesses. So, and he didn't. So that means Adaita de Hoche Bezdin never intended to take custody over the boat. And Abude says even in that case, Mashiach came where something was entrusted. To the Shemei, where the custody was entrusted to the Shemei, then even a Popper would say that it's Loi Matkinon. So what the Nachal Zobin says is very true. It's true that there is one mention, what I'm going to be standing here for the Vam, she was, he mentions Loi Matkinon. The memory of Rav Yudah Loi Matkinon is right. We see that even that Rav Yudah says Loi Matkinon even in regard to the case where Bezdin took custody over the boat tentatively, temporarily. So, in the case where somebody has the custody as a Shemeya, so everybody agrees that we cannot say Kodal Yvah. And what the Pshat could be even more than that. Nachal Zobit doesn't say it, but what Nachal Zobit says is true, but the Pshat could be even more than that. Because over there, here is a Shemeya, so it's the Chuyav to make a Hashoveh. And if it will be submitted to Kodal Yvah, then the Hashoveh will not be fulfilled. He's a Shemeya, is the Chuyav to make a Hashoveh. What kind of Hashoveh is it? If he just says, so even, let's say, now that took your service to the Lord, whether it's not a Kimishi Skidu with the Kachamot or Bishi Skidu with the Kachamot. So certainly if the reverse deal say was, if the reverse deal say was, she is not a Kimishi Skidu with the Kachamot, but actually it was in two bundles, so of course it couldn't be Mikhail Mashovet. It couldn't be Kai Mashoveh by just leaving them before them and say to them, fight it out among yourselves. But even if the Rivo had a gear, even if the Rivo had a gear the truth is that the Rivo probably had a gear. The Rivo probably had a gear of not the Kimishi Kido and Kakao, not Kishi Kido and Kakao, because the Rivo mentioned the kashe against Rabbi Tam, because he says nur von mir hat die Labdach hier sind, mit Dach oder mit Schock. So ist das Dinner being limited. Only to everything. So how could the Gemore, apply the Dinn of Yachlis from the Mishneh to the Monashlish? Very starting. What did we say Rav Netam? Because Rav Netam had a girl say, of Kishin Kidurikacha. Now if it's Kishin Kidurikacha, so then it's Murzek Mishneh. And if the Stada is the Kidur is a Herod, so it should be considered that his Krita is a Krita of both of them because it's a Shem Bikot. But the Rivor, we see or assume that the Demona Shlish is their Mat. So his Krita is not a Krita of the two of them. Now if the Rivor had had the guilt of Kishin Kidur is a Herod, so how could the Rivor say that it's not a Herod? If it's Kidur is a Herod, so it's a joint because So he holds for the two of them, so the two of them, as far as he's concerned, the two of them is like one person. Like one person. So why should the Rivor say it's not healthy? So it's mashma that the Rivor had the guilt. The Rivor had the guilt of Nasek Mishit Kiloi Kacharot. So of course, since the Rivor had the guilt of Nasek Mishit Kiloi Kacharot, protection is two bundles. So the Mele, so each bundle there has to be a separate Ashovet to each person. So to Reuven he has to make one Ashove, and to Shimon he has to make another Ashove. So he certainly couldn't define Ashove by leaving it before them and say to them, you find it out among yourselves. But even if the Rivor had had a guilt, even if the Rivor had had a guilt of Kishin Kidur and Kachachot, we can still say that he wouldn't be Mikayim Ashove by leaving it before them and telling them, you find it out among yourselves. Because true, if it is given the Kachachos and Bikotin, they join the Bikotin. The Bikotin is the joint Bikotin. But the Ashove has to be made just Adarabe, just because it's a joint Bikotin. So the Bikotin was made by the two of them as one, by Reuven and Shimon, as one person. So the Ashove also must be made to Reuven and to Shimon as one person. If he takes the bundle and he says, here it is, you find it out among yourselves, so he's not returning it to Reuven and to Shimon as one person. So it's no Ashove. So that's why we couldn't say Kol Da'om Dvar, because he's not to make Ashove. And true that the Rebbe mentions the one Achilles of Death Geraiah, if there is one Mandoma who says that we do not take it out from the custody of Bez, even though Bez is not required to make Ashove. So like a Tavo V'chamo that we couldn't say Kol Da'om Dvar when there is a Shem here who is mechuyev to make Ashove. So we certainly couldn't say Kol Da'om Dvar. All right. Al Mandom Ma'chino Shabir, so that's no kash. Because he doesn't mean, the Rebbe doesn't mean that he's following that Machlokes. He mentions that Rav Yudas Memre Zerai. Umay Porich Mam Bisom of Mishtoras Machipor Hamer, Vorosom Lekeram, Veimir, so hat keine Limosik ja leuk massiv in Rabbi. Aber Rabbonum komma rossom, kein Monen war der Chadenei, aber Pauli sich und nehmer Tawaii joch leik. Ula hei keine Eoche Name, aber nehmer joch leik. Der Pscholi ist da, aber auch der Tawaii. So hier ist die Kasche, na unter die Wohl, basic, upon the fact that it's gone. Vader Ramai, but we see from the Gemore, that the whole being of Vader Ramai is only Shaiach Halid Rabbi Eich. Because Rabbi Yehis, he holds, in the case of Stein Shifchi, do it like the money is the Motayi, so all the three monies have to be money. So it's a knack. Masherei came, so we have to count him, so we have to apply Munach even to those two monies that are not good to be so. Masherei came, the Rabbonim would say, that Munach is only Ligabei, the money Shlishi, where there is a Sofis. So Mele, according to the Rabbonon, it's not dependent upon Vaderam. It's not dependent. Why? And what's the Raya? The Raya is because the Gemara mentions Vaderamai only Alibe, the Rabbi. Now let's see. whether it is adopted. So Mele, according to the Rabbanon, it's not dependent upon Badaram. It's not dependent. Why? And what the Raya? The Raya is because the Gemara mentions Vadaramai only Alibi, only Alibi the Rabbi. Now let's see the Lashon HaGemara. Leinu Matrisim Dav Gimel Amud Aleph. Leinu Matrisim Doich Rabbi Yeis. Vich Rabbi Yeis Yomar in Keimai Yisid Ramai. Ela Hakel Yimur Hachir Yilio. Ela Mai Rabbonon. Tizim Dam Rabbon Hachir Yimur Hachir Yilio. Honame Kisho Odome. Vishrei Kei. So the Gemara says, the Matrisim says, that the Mishnah, this Mishnah of Yachleku does not seem to accord with Rabbi Yeis. According to Rabbi Yeis, they say, Munach. So Mimele, here are 2 weeks ago, Munach. So you say it cannot be called with Rabbi Yeisi, but it can accord with Rabbonon. But Rabbonon are made over there in regard to the monasticism in Muna. Why? Because it's a little bit something. Here the palace is a little bit something. So even according to Rabbonon, we should say in Muna, not yet late. And my Rabbonon can Rabbonon show you Muna, and I'm going to show you. So the maxim, answer. Hi, Max. I am Rabbi Shloim Rabbonon, Hosom Vada Haimon El Chaminai, Am Rabbonim Rechatsu Yo, Hochen Itulim Tavayu, Am Rabbonim Pauzim Yeshua. So what does the Gemara mention? Itulim Tavayu. This is not expressive for Father Ramai. Hosom Vada Haimon El Chaminai is not expressive for Father Ramai. It's expressive of Inachut Yechel Yisem. Eru Yam Rechab Yehisi, to the Matrix. Eru Yam Rechab Yehisi, Hasht. Umaro from the valley to Monoma, Mr. Monoma, Omrabi Simon has been low, or can you come in the Hadden Ayu? So this is what the master says. So we see, in more answers, a few tamer, a yanky, or somebody's Ramai, or can you make Ramai, and the survivor, God has more. So what is the more mention? The time of Ramai, we gather a gate, but we gather a balloon, the more mention is who we are here with. And they put the Holy Senate, not Father Ramai. So we see that according to Rabbanon there is no Vada Ramayim has no relevance, there's no significance. That seems to be a good strong kashi, but it's not a kashi against the Rebbe. Because who said, Hai Mai, I am Rabbi Shloim Rabbanon, also the Vada Haimon and the Chabinayu, Am Rabbanon Yim Lechachiriyo, Hoche Dikone Otavayu, Am Rabbanon Pahogu Mishuwe. So the Machin answers that. There's the Machin. So the Machin said, Leime Matris Noit Rabbein. What is the final tariff of the Gemara? No. That the Mishneh, the Din of Yachleiku, can accord with Rabbein Titu. But Rabbein Titu says, in Munach, and here the Mishneh said Yachleiku. So the answer is, over there is Father Ramai. So there, that's why it says in Munach. But the Mishneh is not Father Ramai. So this is the final tariff of the Gemara. But the Machin didn't know of this tariff. The Machin. So the Machin did not know of the distinction between yes Father Ramai and no Father Ramai. Because if the Machin had known, he wouldn't have asked. So Mele, who is mentioning this distinction between Chukki Yechei Yisemes and Eichukki Yechei Yisemes, Alibi Rabbanon? There's the Machin. So it's the Machin Mishikotek. Because the Machin did not know of the distinction between Bar Ramai, even in connection with Rabbi Yehudi didn't know. Otherwise, if he knew, he wouldn't have asked. So the Machin didn't know of Bar Ramai. And the Mele here, when the Rabbanon on the basis of Chukki Yechei Yisemes, ein Chukki Yechei Yisemes. Masha'ink in the Tarsen, when the Gemara is the Teret, and the Machin's Kashe, in respect to Rabbi Yehudi, that there is no inconsistency between Rabbi Yehudi's din of Yemunah and the Mishnah's din of Yachleiku. Because in Rabbi Yehudi's case, it's Vada Ramai, in the Mishnah's case, it's not Vada Ramai. So once the Tarsen gives the Teret, so we can apply the same concept, not only Ligabe Rabbi Yehudi, but we can apply the same concept in Lala Rabbah. The only difference is this. Both agree. Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehudi both agree that there is a deal of the if it's Father Ramai. So the if it's Father Ramai, so we have to count in the Ramai. But the Machlokes between Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehudi is the extent of the knas that is imposed upon the Ramai. So according to Rabbi Yehudi, we count in the Ramai so much that even the 2 months where there is no Tzofik is also in one. The Rabbanon say no. There is no reason as to why we should apply the knas. We should apply the knas regarding the 2 months that are not put to be Tzofik, but regarding Mone Shlishi, when it is put to be Tzofik, then we do apply. then we do apply knas. And because of that, we say Because of that we say Yehimunah. Because of that we say Yehimunah. All right. Now this is, so it's no passion. Again, by the way. Maybe there are three times we must take a look at the Italian. Again, the faith is in Bobal. There are times we must take a look at the Italian. I will have to come out to my mother, but I had to night. I'll tell you something with a bay, a place. I kind of, and I will name a place. Actually, it's a lot with a bay. All right. So what does the verse say? The love that's there. In other words, even if it's not there, then, so it's a place. As long as there is no Vadaram. And when the fall down is bad, when there is Vadaram. They finish the war. They hear the ears in, after the Vadaram, I have to. In time you have some very coming, I wish I knew the Mishnah. Now, so the eight Jewish war, the eight Jewish war, that where it's there, so even if it's Vadaram, so it's still there. And when, so where it's there, it doesn't make a difference whether it is Vada Ramai or not Vada Ramai, because it's Yahweh anyway. And when is there a difference whether it's Vada Ramai or not Vada Ramai? Well, it's not there. I would say that there is no today at the end. I mean that the first lesson, the thing that's mentioned in the Rivot, is in line with the second lesson. Not that there are two separate shades that exclude each other. I think I believe this is the pastor. However, both the Maram Shiv and the Nachal David, they both assume that there are two separate Lashenes for the Rebbe. And one excludes the other. But I don't see why we have to say it that way. It could be that it's one sheet of the Rebbe. But first he just mentioned that the Rebbe should say that there is a Din of Yahweh, even if it's not there, anything. But there is a Din of Yahweh, even if it's not there. But when, and we don't say Toldah Mitzvah, when do we say Toldah Mitzvah? If it's Vadai Rama. And then he says, even if it is Vadai Ramai, so you only say, even if it is Vadai Ramai, so you only say Toldah Mitzvah if it's not there. But if it's there, then we don't say Toldah Mitzvah. So in other words, so it's one sheet there on the Rivot, not the sheet. So according to the Rivot, if there is no Vada Ramai, then it's always Yahweh. Whether it's Erdin or it's not there, it's always Yahweh. And if there is Vada Ramai, then it depends. If it's Vada Ramai and not Erdin, so it's called down Vah. Vada Ramai and Erdin, so we do not say it's called down Vah. Now, with book I mentioned last time that the dealing of Shneimod is the Din Shneimod in Tau, Yahweko, can be explained in four different ways. Either on the basis of the Bill of Mordi, as some say. Number two, on the basis of the Sophic Din of Mordi. But Sophic Din of Mordi can defend that where two holy towers hold on to a tower. So each one is a Mordi can have, but there is no Bill, even as to a head. So, or, third way of saying it, that there is no bill altogether, it's both hold. A bill can take place only if one has possession, and the other one doesn't hold it off. But if two hold, there's no bill altogether. But the topic is not bill that applies, but not that each one has a deal worth it on the head. If both hold the tower, so each one is in worth it on the home. Each one is in worth it on the home. And then a fourth way of it. A fourth way of explaining it is that we're two holy towers, so no one is in Moses. There is no Jew of Moses, and no one has a deal with Moses, whether on the whole or on the head. So why did Yahweh go? So it is in the same way as the Chumash of Rosh explains Tumachas of Yahweh. We call it on the basis of Pshat. Terek, terek, here. Echad Medin, Echad Pshat. So we have four ways of explaining it. Now, those who limit the din of Yahweh to a case of erving, apparently they must hold that it's not based upon pshat. When is there a din of pshat where there is all a moment, like a machlokes baruch hamei, because but machlokes where there is no all a moment, where they create a topic, so then Beis Din is not mechuyev to make a pshat. They created a topic, why should Beis Din make a pshat? Where there is it all the moment? The Lord is not saying something, Beis Din. They're not responsible for the subject that arises. The subject is arises by itself. So then there's this mechuyev to make it sharp. But Mashenke, where they create the subject, which like it all the moment, so then Bezdin is not mechuyev to make it sharp. Bezdin is not mechuyev to make it sharp. So why is Bashnai Merv and Talek Yachay Kuh? Because of the Din of Mur. Whether it's the Din of Mur, the Piro Din of Mur, they call the Sofik Din of Mur, because of the Din of Mur. Because of the Din of Mur. Mashain came where they're not heavy, so then they couldn't be Mozofi. They couldn't be Mozofi. So then it's called Dalai Lama. Mashain came the divorce. The divorce holds that there is a Din of Yachay Kuh even when it's not Mozofi. When it's not Mozofi. If it's not good, if it's not Bala Rama, so, and it's not Nozoki, we could supply the Dean of Mood. So why is it that way? Obviously on the basis of Shorek or the Zalivor. So it's a revolt that this Dean of Echad Medin, the Echad apply can apply even to a case where there is no door at the moment. In other words, where they create, where the Bala Dean create the self. So there is also a Dean, there is also a Dean of Shorek, but since the Din of Yahweh is based upon the halakha of Pshore, after the Tzadik Yod is not the Din of Pshore, so that makes a chluke, so I mean, when is there a Din that Bezd is Mechuyev to make a Pshore, if there is no Vada Ramai? But if there is a Vada Ramai, then Bezd, then the halakha of Echad Medin, the halakha of Pshore doesn't apply at all, one of them is the Vada Ramai. So the Din of Echad Medin, the Echad Medshore, does not apply. All right, now, this is, now, what is that?
The other sheet that we call, Yachlok, we can read this by the way, but it can't be sent
No, one second. Now, the Rebor, so that's why, if we say, not like the Nachlozovic Jew, not the Nachlozovic Jew, that is two separate machines, that is one motion, one sheet. So the report says, so it's because the report holds that where it's Erzin, then it can be based, then the Yachleiku is based upon the Din of Mur, when it's Erzin. So Memele, if it's based upon the Din of Mur, then even Vada Ramai, we still have to apply the Din of Hameis Mechavel Varaya, so what? Vada Ramai, so we shouldn't apply the Din of Hameis Mechavel Varaya just because one is Vada Ramai. Machine came where it's not there. So then if the Yachleiku couldn't be based upon the halacha of Hameis Mechavel Varaya of Mur. So then the Yachleiku has to be based upon the Din of Tzedek Tzedek Tzedek, a Pshore. So by the Ramai, Bezdin is not supposed to make a Pshore. So in other words, if we say that there are no two machines in the Rebo, so that, but still there are two separate halachas by the Rebo. There are two kinds of Yachleiku by the Rebo. One, there is a Yachleiku in case of Mur, of Irvin, there, even if it's Vada Ramai, so we say Yachleiku, that thing of Yachleiku, in case of Irvin, is based upon Murzek, upon a mitzvah of Elorai, with Elorai, that's one thing of Yachleiku. And then there's another thing of Yachleiku, where they're not Irvin. So that's based upon Pshore. Since it's based upon Pshore, so by Vada Ramai, we don't apply the knowledge. Now, if we say, however, like Nachlazovic, now, the Maram Shiv in Bavusia says a very strange thing. I mean, it's mamish, contrary to what Tetzah says the Tereshi and Tetzah in Bavusia. He assumes that according to the Rebor too, according to the Rebor, so Mone Shlishi, so the Nifket is considered, the Tisa of the Nifket is considered like a Murzek of both Bavusia. So Mele, he comes to the conclusion in the Maram Shiv that as Maram Shiv, first of all, he assumes, and Nachlozovic also assumes with it, that the first lashon of the Rebor holds that where is Vada Ramai, then he say, Kol Da'alim Gvar, in all cases, even when he's there. Now, so he says as follows, the Maram Shiv, it's shot in the Rebor's first lashon, that if it is, let's say, if it is not Erzin and it's Vada Ramai, So then it is called Alma, if it is the early. And Father Amai, so then if it both goes up. And Father Amai, very human. Why do we say that in the Rebbe? Because the Gemara says, in Munach, the Mishnah says, Kapishtan Sheik Kibriyem. And there is Father Amai. And there is Father Amai. And there is in Munach. So why? And so he says, because there it's considered that his boat must be him had been murdered. In other words, what Heitze says, what Amletam says, so he mentioned, he applies it regarding the Rebbe. So in other words, so he has these three clauses, the Maram Shif in the Rebbe, in the first portion of the Rebbe, that where it is, Eim Vader Amai, so then, if it's Eim Vader Amai, so then it's Yahweh, if it's Eim Vader Amai, if it's Vader Amai, then it depends. If it is Vader Amai, and Irving, and both are Irving, like the Monash Rishi, so they are the Munah, not the Launda. But if it is Vadai, Ramai, and it's not the Irving, like a Warbe, then it's called Launda. So they have the Nachas Dovi, is Matik and the Maramshi. And he says that the reward is Chirich on this premise. That it's laid down by Tate, that Mona Shrishi, so it's considered like Shmuel Zom. I mean, it's obviously as the Nahu Zom. So the Mele is the Nahu Zom. But the Nahu Zom agrees with the Maramshim that there are two separate machines in the Rebbe. And the first version of the Rebbe rejects the second version, they perish the Rebbe. So the first version of the Rebbe holds, that where it's Vada Ramai, so we say called out in Ra, even if it's everything, even with the family, some melee, the sheet of the Rebbe is the sheet of the first version of the Rebbe, that where it is in Vader Amai, whether it's Erzin or the Erzin, so it's Yahweh. Why? On the basis of Pshat. So it's in Vader Amai. If it is Vader Amai, so then, if it is Vader Amai, so then we say Kodalivar, and but in the case, and by Mona Shlishi, so it's not there. So it's not there. But why don't we say Kodalivar by Mona Shlishi? So I think they said, because it's Loi Maskino. So the Mele, in the case of Eirvi, so the Nachuzovit also says, I believe the Rebbe will agree that where is Vader Amai, And the third thing, so we couldn't say called our Ivra, because what will we say? We'll say Yemunach. We'll say Yemunach. Now, this is the first lotion of the Rebbe. But in the second lotion of the Rebbe, according to Nachman Dovid, that where we say the, so after, and there is Vader Amai, so then it's Yahweh. So there is an affinity between the first lotion of the Rebbe and the second lotion of the Rebbe, according to Nachman Dovid's chart. In the case where it's Irving and there is Vader Amai, so according to the first lotion of the Rebbe, it would be Yemunach, because when it's Loi Maskino, so even if one holds, when the two of them hold, even when Bezna holds, so certainly when the two of them hold, we certainly would say Loi Maskino. So in Mele, we cannot say Kodam Vah, so we say Yemunach. So according to the first lotion of the Rebbe, the Nachman Dovid says, that if it is Irvin and it's Vader Amai, so we say Yemunach. On the second version of the Rebbe, if it's Irvin and it's Vader Amai, so it's not Yemunach. But it's Yahweh. But I think that there are no two Rishenes in the Rebbe. There are no two Rishenes in the Rebbe. It's one Moshe in the Rebbe. And the Rebbe Shite is that there are two types of Yahweh. There is one Yahweh code that is based upon Hameitim Chaberei Olam Raye. So we may by Shnai Meirdin, if it's based upon Hamit Mechader Olam Araye, so it doesn't make any difference whether he is Vader Amai or Eim Vader Amai, he moves the Gremuze, so Vader Amai. So we may if it's Shnai Meirdin, then it's Yachleiku, even if it's Vader Amai, because then they are both considered Mokzoki. So we apply the Din of Hamit Mechader Olam Araye, That's one Din of Yachleiku. Then there is another Din of Yachleiku, by Eim Meirdin. So that's based upon the drosha of Tzedek 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 Tzedek. Since it's based upon the drosha of Tzedek 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 Tzedek, so only by Vadaramai we apply Pshore. But by Vadaramai we don't apply Pshore. Don't apply Pshore. Now, the Mkhiyeshev has another shita, has a third shita. The shita Mkhiyeshev is, the Mkhiyeshev shita is a combination of Rav Natam shita and part of the Rivosh. So, the Mkhiyeshev says as follows, that where it's not a thing, so then it's always called Aluva. It's always called Aluva, if it's not a thing. So, whether it's Ikevada Ramai or Rekevada Ramai, so it's called Aluva. Now, so in that respect, it's like Shita from the top. That where it's not Erzin, so then we say called Aluva. But then the difference from the time in the case of Erzin. So if it is Erzin, so then it depends. So whether it's Vada Ramai or it's not Vada Ramai. So if it's Vada Ramai. If it's Vada Ramai, so let's say like Monish Rishi, and the Yungiyeshev definitely holds like Amnata. That but Monish Rishi, so it's considered that it's both Matkidim or Erv, because he holds for the two of them. For the two of them. So if it is Erv, and it's Vada Ramai, so then it's Yimunak. And if it's not Vada Ramai, so then it's Yahweh. That's the Shita Mkhiyeshev. In other words, if it's not Erzin, so it's always called Aluva, if it's not Erzin. So called Aluva, the circumstance that requires a deal of called Aluva is the fact that no one is there. Then it's called Aluva. So it's like Aluva. But if someone is there, if they are there, if the two of them are Erzin, so then it depends. If it's Vada Ramai, so then it's Yimunach. Because we cannot take all down Var with our ear. So then we say Yimunach. And if it's not Vada Ramai, so then it's Yachel. That's the Shite of the river. The Ansar, that's the Shite Mugay. Shite Mugay. Now what is the Rambam Shite? So it's not clear. The Rambam Mani says, actually, I mean, the Atam would say that the Rambam Shita is like having a tongue. But many Achreim say that. But the Agoyt Maimon says that the Rambam Shita is like the river. The Rambam says that the Rambam Shita is like the river. The Rambam says that the Rambam Shita is like the river. The Rambam says that the Rambam Shita is like the river. Oy echot reichin ze echot man. או ישבים בצלערים או שולחים, ומנוחים בסימפטום, או בחוצה של שניהם. זה מהכיר שלי וזה מהכיר שלי. כל אחד משניהם נשבע מפית הסחיתת, שאין לי בו זה אדום הפוכת מחצי ויחלט. ושבו עזות הכל את חכומי, כדי שהוא יהיה כל אחד תקד צלעית של חברי, וניתו בשבו. Now we mentioned that in as much as the Rambam says, in so many words, that the שבו יהיה auf Steinhirn und Taue ist die Schuhe der Fünfer der Ezeo, nach Fünfer der Ezeo. So, obviously, der Rambam genannt den Gnil ist der Rambam Schitte, aber dann sagt, that the Rambam cannot agree with the Rambam Shita of Ansade. Because if it's an Ansade, so each one is Murzeg Bivadai, not Misof, but Murzeg Bivadai on the head. So why is it, why is the Shwe Shwe of Nishma the Neitel? Neitel means that through the Shwe he takes something, something that he did not have before, that he did not have before. But if the Rambam had agreed with Rambam Shita of Ansade, so that means it's an ansade is a muzik in the head. So what does he take? He takes what his muzik is. On the contrary, if he wouldn't swear, he would have to give up the head that his muzik is. So the nail it should be a shwe of Nisbal Nisda, like with Mista, and all the shwe is the Isis, which are Nisbal Nisda. So why is the Rambam saying the nail? So it's obvious that according to the Rambam, that by Shnaim of Nisale, neither one is a muzik in the head. So of course, certainly not muzik in the head b'teirat tiro, nor muzik in the head b'teirat sof. But it's possible that the Shita the Rambam, so the Rambam Shita can be one of two things. Either that the Rambam holds that the whole deal of Yachleiku is based upon the droshe of Tzedek 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 So the melee, that means that he's not more than anything. And through the shwe he gets ahead, so it's contaminated. Or the Rambam could hold that the din of Yachleiku is based upon a mitzvah halel of raya. But each one, the biru, there is no deal. When two hold, there is no deal. As to any part of the talit. But since both hold on to the talit, so each one is considered to have a din muzik on the whole talit. Now, if each one is considered to have a din muzik and the whole talent. Ruben is a muzik and the whole talent, and Shimon is considered the muzik and the whole talent. So when Ruben swears, he gets half of the talent. So that means that half that Ruben gets is taken away from the rishus, from the possession, from the muzik of Shimon. So it's dominated. So the Rambam could explain that either on the basis of muzik or on the basis of Shon. Now, but the Rambam could agree with the Shittah, with the Klal of Rabbeinu Tam. He doesn't agree with the Lomdus of Rabbeinu Tam. That's definitely out. Because the Lomdus of Rabbeinu Tam is an Ansade. According to the Rambam, it's not based upon Ansade. Because if the Rambam had held that it's based upon Ansade, so he wouldn't call it the Shwe of Nishma Benitir. It would be Shwe of Nishma Benitir. But he could agree with the Psak of Rabbeinu Tam. In other words, that we say Achleiku only when it's Mozart. However, and there are many Achayim who say that the Rambam agrees with the Pesach of Rambam, that we say Achleiku only when it fails. However, the Hagoyim Maimon says that the Rambam is like the river. Why does he say that? Because the Roshna Rambam means Shnayim Shoyer Zin Dichli Echot, Oy Shoyer Reich Zin Algada Dei Machas, Oy Shoyer Echot Reich Zin Echot Mane, Oy Yeshvin Bitararim O Shalchitim, Umunochit Bitsimto. So he mentions, so Yeshvin Bitararim O Shalchitim, so you don't hold on to it. But that's no hecher, because even if they don't hold down, it doesn't make any difference whether he holds down or he just keeps it under his control. If there is Narim Shalchitin and each one sits close by and watches over it, it's like holding on. I mean, what's the hecher with holding down to the fringes? I mean, the same thing. So that could also be considered mozot. But anyway, the ritual, I mean, the Agoyis Maimei, on account of this din of the Rambam, this example mentioned by the Rambam, Yeshvin Bitzad, Arimo Shalchitin, Umnochis Bitzimto, Oy Bechotter Shalchneye, Oy Bechotter Shalchneye. So he says, so they're not healthy, he just sits close by. So he says, Dagoyis Maimen says, Nilek that Daitik is Rosh, it appears he loved that thing. But there are many Achaim, I think that the two men too, I think so, I'm not sure. He says that the Rambam is like Hamletan. And there is a deal that the Rambam, I mean, not like Rambam in the longest of Rambam and Ansade. In other words, it's like Rambam in the Psak of Rambam. That Yachleiko is only when it's early, but when it's not early now. And there is a deal. I mean, there is a deal, Kaloshim, from the Rambam, which is not like that Goyis Maimon shot in the Rambam. Because Moshe, if that Goyis Maimon said that the Rambam Shite is like, the Rambam Shite is like the river. Now, according to the river, it doesn't make any difference whether it's Erzin or not Erzin. So whenever they, so why do we say, by our Arbe, called our Ingvar, not Yachleiko, because it's Vader Amai. But if it's not Vader Amai, so it doesn't make any difference, there's and not Erzin. So why does the Rambam say, why does the Rambam say, O Yeshvin is an Arele Shochiti, U Munoche is the Sinto, O is the Chotesh Osneya. Why does the Chotesh Osneya was Sinto? Sinto is also like Chotesh Osneya, it's not a private place. How about Rishis Rabbi? According to Rivo, suppose they sit next to Nahim Shochiti, not the Chotesh Osneya, not the Sinto, but the Rishis Rabbi in the street. And they sit next to it, and each one says, Kulashali, I'm in the street. So according to Rivo, it's not Vader Amai. So we should also say Yachleiku. And the Lashon HaRambam means, O Yeshu Nitzan Arim HaShochiti. Arim HaShochiti. And Umunochi Vitzimto Yichot HaShochmei. Or Yichot HaShochmei. Zeymer Hakel Shomu Yizeymer 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 Hakel. So that's really kasha against the Magoi's mind. If the Rambam agrees with the revolt, so not only the Chotash of Shnei, not only the Chotash of Shnei, but also in the case of Munochis Birshut Rabbi. So I don't know. I mean, how the slow would explain this law now? Now last time at the Shia, I raised the question, that against Rashi, Rashi says that Zeymer Amir Akhtiyo, Zeymer Amir Akhtiyo, Zeymer Amir Akhtiyo, Zeymer Amir Akhtiyo, so they are within Yimach. This is what Rashi says. So it's Yimach. So the question was, by Zeymer Amir Akhtiyo, after all, this is insignificant, it's irrelevant. Who was Erez? The question is, who owns the thread with which the beged was wove? So, I mean, of what significance is an Erez here? No, so obviously, Rashi has referenced the case where the thread with which the beged was woven was picked up as a mitzvah. The thread was picked up as a mitzvah. But even so, even if it was picked up as a mitzvah, so the relevant fact is who picked it up, not who owned the beged. So I said that perhaps Rashi has reference to a case where, let's say, the one who picked it up had no kavanah to be taken, but then he used that thread to make the beged. So then the weaving, that's the important thing, because there is a halacha that if somebody, let's say, there is a Yerushalmi, in my stress, in the Rambam Patzman, that in the days of my stress, that if somebody is a real traditional healthcare, so it's higher than my stress. Why? Because since he produced it, so the memory belongs to it. There is a Mandoma who says, Umutin is Shvachere. Why is it Kin is Shvachere? Because he produced the Shvach. And even the Mandoma with Trele, and he says, it's interesting because there is the Bible who owns the material. So he has his Zime. So Mele, he acquires title to the Shvach. But Mashenkin, where, let's say, when materials would be healthcare and somebody would use these, the healthcare materials, making a certain object, making a beged, then everybody would agree that the one who makes the beged, he produced it, so it belongs to him without any mighty. So in other words, I said that perhaps Rashi has reference to the case where Rashi, that is obviously true. That Rashi has referenced the case where the thread with which the beged was woven, so was picked up as a mitzvah. But where he didn't have kavanah, no one had kavanah to be there in the thread. But they are arguing who made the beged with this thread. But there is a zehach in there. So in other words, normally if a person, let's say, picks up a bundle of thread as a mitzvah, so he has kavanah to be there. So then, this who weaves the beged with it is insignificant. So in other words, we have to apply the Rashi, we have to apply the Rashi to a case where it is where it didn't just have to be safe in the place. So then the one who with the beggar acquired sight of the beggar because of the aloche, he made the beggar. But that's an unusual situation because usually the thread that is used in making the beggar has an owner already. So the machlokes between them is who picked up the thread. So as far as the picking up as the time is, or who picked up the thread is concerned, there is no other Rambam. So why should another time that has no relevance affect the deen? I mean, suppose there's two litigants, and they would come to Benson and they would say, they would hold on to the towers and they would say, Zeman is here. But then, as they would send Benson, they would argue over something else, and then they would be found to be Vada Ramai in something else. So then, this wouldn't affect the Tzagdin. We wouldn't say we cannot say Yachweiku, just because, let's say they argued whether it's whether he was wearing this kind of godim or that kind of godim. So it's Vada Ramai on that. It's an irrelevant fact. So maybe that couldn't affect the time and the relevant fact. So the question is, Monashah, if we say, as I mentioned last time, the Rashi is referenced to an unusual case where the thread with which the beggar was made was picked up at the VCA and no one had covered to be safe in the thread. And title becomes vested in one or the other as a result of making the garment. All right, but this is an unusual case. Usually somebody picked up a bundle of thread, so he had covered to be safe. So then, who weaves the beggar is unimportant. It's really like it's an extraneous fact. So how could that? So just because on a subsequent fact they were found to be Vada Ramai on a subsequent event which took place after one or the other acquired title, so how could that affect the subject? So it could be that now here the Mishnah says this man shei made Moshe Yishla made is chesed meleishu. It's chesed meleishu. Suppose, in other words, if Yishla made him, they both picked it up at the same time. Suppose two Adim would come and testify that they picked it up. Naturally, a woman gets it. So suppose Adim would come. Now they would argue, they hold on to the tower. They ne ramiyarakiyo, that means I picked up the thread as a mitzvah. And I picked it up, I was Zeichenet, and then I made the beggar. And then the other one says, no, I picked up the thread, I was Zeichenet, and I wove it, I made the beggar. And then Adin would come and they would say, we didn't see who picked up the thread. We weren't around them. But we saw, we entered the house of one a few hours ago, so we saw that the woman was working on it. He was in the midst of weaving the beggar. They don't know anything. Who picked up the thread? Now, then, if these Adin would come to bed, what would bed be past? Bed would render a judgment in favor of women. Why? Not that the making of the beggar is important in itself. It's not. It has no intrinsic significance. But, now, there is aloche chazoki komashika rodom, shinshalei. So if we see that the person has possession on Monday, and then the question arises, who owned it on Sunday? Was the Reuven and Shimon. So if Adin would testify that they saw Reuven had possession of it on Monday, that would be a raya that on Sunday, when it was picked up, so it was picked up by Reuven. So maybe this fact of Arakio is important. It's not important. It does not have any intrinsic significance. No one, neither Reuven nor Shimon, could acquire title to the beggar as a result of the fact that he, Reuven, or he, Shimon, wove it. Not Alapha. That's not important. But, so it does not have, so this fact does not have an intrinsic relevance. But it has, it has relevance as a medium of proof. In other words, in case Adin would come and would testify that he saw Reuven participating in the act of weaving the baggage with that thread, so then that would be a raya that he's signing that he picked up the bundle of thread that the Mitzvah is doing. So the Melee seems it has relevance. So we don't have to limit Rashi's halacha to the case where the thread was admitted, that the thread, when it was picked up, no one had kavanah to be taken. And the question is, who acquired title to the beggars as a result of the work that was done on it with the thread? So that's an unusual case. In other words, even the ordinary case, even if they say, I Ruben says, I picked up the bundle of thread and I used it immediately to make a beggar. Shimon says, I picked up the bundle of thread and I used it to make a beggar. Now they both hold on to it, to the beggar. If in that case, since the making of the beggar could be used as a sort of proof on a previous fact, because if anyone will come and say that they saw Ruben weaving the beggar, that would be a medium of proof that his time and that he picked up the bundle of thread was true. Some Mela is a relevant fact, so when it is shown through the time, when it is shown through the time that he is a Ramai, when it is shown through the time that he is, that one of them is a Ramai, so Mela and Eve, the time has the relevance on this issue. Because suppose one could prove what he said in connection with Abi Arakio, that would be proof on the other time who picked up the bundle of thread. So Mimele, now what's the reason for Yehimunach? For Yehimunach in the case of Adarama. The reason is Pitarach Konet Chachonim, the Pitnach. The Pitnach, in other words, if it's Adarama, so there's a Konet Chachonim, that there has to be Yehimunach. It's Pitnach. So, of course, the Chachonim didn't count it. Didn't count in the litigant, in any case where a litigant was found lying in respect to a completely irrelevant fact. That's not. But if one of the litigants shows if it is apparent from the time that one of the litigants was lying in respect to a relevant fact, something that could be used as a medium of proof, so then the Chachomim applies that's not. Alright, we're going to go to the case. Vim tema. Yeinem on the chetzi shal ha'imiga di boyom ha'kula shali kira amrin on big more. Hai mige gup ha'mi potra mi shvoi la vishim baru mi kome aren. Na di more se kashe. Why does he have to swear? The one who says chetzi shali, why does he have to swear? And then take it for. After all, he could have been toying Kulashali. And then with the Shui, he could have taken a hat. So he's a Meshvave. So he should be able to take a for without the Shui. Because he could have, through another time, he could have gained something. This is more called the Meshvave every meeting. Where the person with other time in his game is called Meshvarei. That's the distinction between an ordinary Mige and the Mige of Meshvarei. So here, it's not an ordinary Mige. It's a Mige of Meshvarei because he could have been paying the one who says practically, could have been paying Kurashali. Then he would have taken with Shue a head.